A couple snuggled up by a fire, the trusty RV in the background as bunnies and deer frolic in the nearby wilderness. Okay, maybe a few less deer, but you get the point. Those photos are enticing, but can you get that experience in real life? Let's check it out. Stunning views every night, this can totally be a thing, with a lot of pre-planning. If you want to park in a quiet, private spot with a beautiful nature backdrop, remember the following. You cannot park overnight in provincial day-use parks or rest stops, and you cannot park on private land, even if nobody is around. To get the location you want, you'll need to make prior arrangements with the landowner or book early at a campground. Now, that being said, you can get some stunning backdrops if you camp on some provincial recreational sites or on Crown land where it is permissible. Know before you go, however, that getting to these sites is often via rough roads. Ice, heavy snow, or your RV vehicle being too light can put a damper on your access. Also, this is the backcountry. Don't expect bathrooms or Wi-Fi. If hitting the wild outdoors in your RV, first make sure you can get to the site safely and bring everything you need. Serenading around the campfire, can you get that Instagram pic with your honey or family snuggled around the campfire enjoying the peace and quiet? Yes. But, of course, you need to plan this out too. If you have kids, you may have opted for the convince of a campground. Be nice to your neighbors. Just because you can belt out a great rendition of Kumbaya doesn't mean the campground next to you will appreciate it. And kiddos? Well, they have a ton of energy. They may need to go to bed a little early or have some activities planned like making s'mores. After a long work week, adults like to gaze quietly into the fire and relax. Kids, not so much. With a little consideration for the other campers and a little accommodation for everyone in your RV, you can have that nice, happy, campfire experience. Frolicking with the animals, spoiler alert. Don't, nature is incredibly healing, and thanks to all the convenience and comfort of an RV, you can get out into nature even during the longest days of winter. You'll see birds and squirrels and other small animals. How charming. You could also attract some larger ones in search of food. Not as charming. Bears hibernate, but some can wake and be active during the winter. A bear that wakes up from hibernation is hungry. Coyotes are also active during the winter and looking for a good meal. Keep your food indoors. If cooking over the campfire, ensure all your food scraps are properly disposed. Don't use outside as a natural fridge for meat or fish overnight. Never approach wildlife. Check out Alberta Parks Safety Around Wildlife Tips. Conclusion: it's true. The Instagrammable winter RV life is yours for the taking, as long as you do your due diligence first. Plan your stay and get permission to camp on private land. Respect others in campgrounds and temper expectations with reality when it comes to camping with family and friends. Secure your food and be watchful of wildlife. And bring your camera to capture those beautiful memories. This story was made possible by our Community Partners Program. Thank you, RV City, for helping to expand local news coverage in Alberta. Learn more.